Couple years down the road, you wake up. 8 a.m. like you always do anymore. You roll out of your bed. Your feet slap against the cold floor.
The cold floor.
Yeah, the floor is cold. It's a concrete floor.
Whoa.
You take a few steps over to the toilet, piss into it. You hear that hot stream of piss bounce around inside that tin bowl. Your cellmate wakes up
Ah, oh, God damn it.
and he goes,
What?
"You wake me up by taking a piss one more time." And he shakes a fist at you. And you go, "Shut the fuck up, Larry." Larry's like, "Yeah, you'll
Whoa.
get yours, Pat, you know."
God, I don't.
Larry is like in his early 60s. He's in pretty good spirits, you know. You guys, you've been cellies now for a couple of years. And you know, you really value his friendship, to be honest with you. You could have done way worse as far as cellmates goes.
Okay.
Not everybody likes Larry, but you know, he's kind of eccentric. But you've learned to just like live with it, you know, and you think like I could be paired up with somebody who was like violent or like insane, you know. You just kind of got docile old Larry.
Okay.
He's kind of like a curmudgeon, you know. Whatever. You wake up at 8 o'clock, you take your piss, you wake up Larry. You kind of like get back in bed. You're gonna go eat breakfast here in a little bit. You and Larry debate. You just talk to him. You know, you guys just have conversations all the time about everything. You know, he keeps you like pretty entertained. And you think like honestly, like being in jail isn't really that bad. It hasn't been that bad. You assure
Okay.
I don't get to see anybody I love, you know. Yeah, I'm stuck in this 10-foot room for the rest of my life, you know, but whatever.
Oh.
You know, things could always be worse, you
Well,
know.
why am I in jail?
You killed a kid?
God damn it.
You killed a kid doing stand-up comedy? You were doing a show at this fishing store called Phil's Fish House. And
Okay.
then underneath it says in quotes, it says where the real anglers go.
Whoa, that's kind of aggressive.
Yeah. He's got like a trophy room. This is where the stand-up occurs. So like it's like a little shop, you know. And in the it's in like a sort of a desolate part of Austin, like North Austin, you know. It's just like he just has like this
Oh,
big
yeah.
space. He has like a fishing shop, and then he also has like a big trophy room where you can go back, and he's got like his biggest fish he's ever caught mounted. He's got like
How
trophies
big is
he's
it?
won from tournaments. He holds the Texas record for the largest bass. It's 38 pounds.
Wow.
It's the biggest bass anybody's ever fucking seen. It took him 4 days to get it into the boat.
Whoa.
When he pulled it off of the boat, there was a noticeable change in like the level of the lake to the point that like over the next year and a half, like this like half inch of water was like sudden that used to like rest on a certain part of a plant was now like it was now like half an inch lower. So there were like all these roots exposed, all this new plant growth died off, and that just caused like a chain reaction. And within like a year and a half, everything in that pond was fucking dead.
Oh my God. Phil.
But that motherfucker sure is stuffed and mounted, right? At Phil's Fish House, where the
Yeah.
real anglers go. So
Ugh.
you guys are doing you're doing a show in the trophy room. Just big fish all over the walls, all around you guys, right? There's a stand there. I mean, it looks like a church, you know, let's be honest. It looks like it's like a podium, like you're at a church. There's a bunch of seats below you, right? You're doing a show there
Wait, we
called
do stand. Sorry, go ahead.
you stand up comedy in the trophy room.
At a podium.
Yeah, like it's at like a po there's like a podium there. Like the microphone is in the podium.
So we do it
Well,
sit
like,
standing at the podium.
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're just doing like a 10-minute set, right?
What's the show called?
Show is called Laughing Upstream. So you perform in waders, right? Like they give you a pair of waders you gotta like step into. You gotta wear a hat, you gotta wear a fucking vest. You
Wow.
gotta walk up there with a fishing pole. It's all like an advertisement for Phil's Fish House, where the real anglers go.
I mean, I am desperate for stage time, it sounds like.
Yeah, so you're like talking about how like stand-up comedy doesn't normally happen behind a podium, you know? And you're like, this is so fucking stupid. And you were just like railing against it. And you like kind of like slapped it and people were like, yeah, you know, and you're like, oh, you like that? And you like hit it harder. And you're like, they're like, yeah, you hit it again and you break off a side of the panel and the place just fucking erupts.
Jeez.
Taking the cue from the audience, you take a step back. And something about those waders, you felt like there's no way you were going to lose your balance wearing those waders. Right? They were going to
Yeah.
keep you upright. They were going to keep you on a firm foundation. And you just kick this podium as hard as you can. And something about those waders, it just shot this podium right across the showroom and hits this 8-year-old kid right in the head.
Nah, why is he at the comedy show?
He wasn't. He was there looking at fish.
Ugh. Poor little
And
fella.
he was like fucking with the fish too. He was like going along and he was like snapping off fins and like snapping off tails and stuff, you know? And he was like
Jeez.
poking out eyes and he was like
Oh
being a
my
little shit,
God.
you know? So when you do that, Phil is in the back and he kind of looks at you and he gives you like a thumbs up, you know?
Phil. Oh my God.
So the police come, they arrest you, they arrest Phil, completely unrelated. You know, you go to prison, right? You're going to
Is
jail
he
for the
going to
rest of your
jail
fucking
for?
life. Public perversion.
Really?
He was at a fishing tournament and he had like they were like you know they're on like the ocean, so you're throwing it way the fuck out there, you know? And he like leaned it back and the hook like came up and like caught his zipper and pulled his zipper down and his cock and balls fell out. And like the game warden was like right near there.
Oh
And
man.
he like threw, he cast and like you know the hook just like it just like yanked him over and he fell and he was like laying on his back with his dick and balls out in the fucking Florida sun. So he's going to
Man.
jail for that. And there's like tax issues, you know, just
At least he didn't kill a kid.
he owned a pizzeria that burned down mysteriously, you know, like just shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You get the feeling as you so they arrest the two of you at the same time. You're like getting walked out of the venue in cuffs as he is. And the cop who's like got him by the arm, he goes, "You motherfucker, we've been on your ass for a long fucking time."
Whoa.
And Phil was like, "I've been waiting on you," you know?
Holy shit, yeah.
And yeah, then they get in the car. You know, you don't ever find out what happens. So you wind up going to prison, right? You go to jail. And again, all things considered, it's really not been too bad. You're pretty well liked around prison.
Okay.
People like having you around.
Why?
Because you are the water boy of the Travis County Wranglers, part of the All Jail Football League.
Oh,
So you're their water boy, right?
man.
You come out during timeouts and you give them water, right? Everybody says, "Thank you, Patrick." You know, and you squirt, right? You just pop, 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 pop. Like you're so fucking good at it. They just open their mouth and you just pow, pow, pow. You fire it in there. The exact amount, the exact angle. They swallow it easy. Nobody chokes. You're so good with that squirt bottle.
Wow.
One of the guys on the team calls you Mr. Squirt.
Yeah.
And it eventually gets around. People start calling you the squirter, the squirt man, squirt skis, you know. But at
Mr.
the end of the
Squirt.
day, when you come out there and they're standing around waiting to be hydrated, they say Patrick. They address you as Patrick because they respect you as a fucking man. Because you've got a job to do and you do it damn well.
I'm the one with the water.
You think about that song, you go, "I'm the one with the water down, down," you know, like I come from the water. Remember that song? You're like, "I'm one with the water."
Hell yeah.
You think
Okay.
that as you trot out onto that field?
I get to be outside a lot, sounds like.
Yeah, you're outside all the time. Plus, you're
That's
doing like
cool.
promo stuff. You know, you do spend a little bit of time away from the jail based on like
Promo
your
stuff.
popularity. Yeah. Oh,
What do
the
you
All-Jail
mean?
Football League is huge.
Yeah, it would be.
The All-Jail Football League runs opposite the NFL.
And it like competes with them?
No, it runs in the off season.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So in an effort to as to not compete with the NFL. And plus it's a different game, baby. It's what football used to be. That's their tagline. The All-Jail
Oh
Football
man.
League, what football used to be. No hit is too hard. No play is too dirty. The All-Jail Football League. It's your daddy's football. And it just so happens that the Travis County Wranglers are one of the best teams in the All Jail Football League.
Yeah.
They're set to play in the final game, the championship game of the year. They're playing the St. Clair, Illinois, the St. Clair County, Illinois bad guys. They're just pretty open about it.
So
Right?
hold on. So we travel? We go
Oh,
across state
yeah.
lines to play
Oh,
football?
yeah.
That is
Yeah.
fucked up. Okay, that's
Yeah.
wild.
Yeah. It is pretty wild. So you're playing you guys, it's a home game for you guys, right? So they're St. Clair County bad guys are coming to your house. And to be honest with you, St. Clair County bad guys, they've been pretty formidable. They run the ball well. They play great defense, control the clock, very sound. They have some explosive athletes in certain positions on defense. You know, they're able to turn off some of the valves.
Okay.
You know, and the Wranglers have been more of a high flying offense, high scoring. They get into a lot of shootouts. You know, that's just how the game's played, baby. It's a space game these days. You know, it's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You get athletes moving vertically and horizontally. You spread the field. That's how it is. That's their motto. They don't stop the ball. They don't stop offenses very much, but they play a very exciting brand of football. Explosive athletes everywhere. It's going to be a fantastic Carter Bowl. It's called the Carter Bowl because the first MVP, the MVP of jail, it was called Jail Bowl before that. MVP of Jail Bowl one was this guy named Stephen Carter. He was a quarterback. He scored. He threw for six touchdowns, ran for two more, won the game in overtime, and then he won MVP, and then he just ran through the fence. And he got out, and they never found
But
him.
they named the thing after him in like a tri
Sign of
tribute
respect. Yeah, it's a sign
for
of
the one who
respect.
escaped. Okay, that's really
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, because early on, the All Jail Football League was like a little hard to adopt, you know. It was a pretty brutal sport. And then after a while, you know, they learned they had to like give the players a little bit. So in the after the first offseason, they said, hey, "Okay, we're going to rename the bowl. What should we rename it?" And they pulled the guys and they said the Carter Bowl in memory of
Okay.
Stephen Carter, escaped convict.
Are
And Jail Bowl won MVP, seven touchdowns, a record that stands to this day.
there any like, excuse me, are there any like professional athletes who have gone to jail who have like joined the All Jail Football League? Or is it all like,
It's all you couldn't play professionally. Any
okay.
level of college was fine, but you could not play professionally. That
I
was
feel
their
like
professionally in the sense of like the big American sports leagues.
we would have so much time to practice football. I feel like
Yeah.
we would get pretty good just
Yeah,
out
and
of
that's
sheer
kind of like the
boredom.
perk. That's kind of the perk of like being the water boy on the team. You get to spend your days outside in the
Yeah.
sun with your legs out, getting tan. You're so fucking tan. Your tan is the envy of all the other prisoners. Like you cannot walk down like solitary. You can't walk down there because everybody in there is just so pale. Like they would break through the fucking wall to beat you to death. Right? They've just
Oh
because
my
they're so
God.
jealous of how often you're outside. So it has its perks, you know. Plus,
Yeah, it sounds like it.
throughout the playoffs, you know, that this gets put on television, you know, throughout the playoffs, ESPN, they call it the jail drone. It's a drone that flies around, and it has like a chain. It has like a chain hanging from it, you know, like chain link, just to make it look tough. But this drone, it struggles, you know. They should probably take the chain off, but they just want to, I don't know, give an image. And the jail drone captures the footage from overhead. They've got like the sky cameras and stuff, you know. They really make a big production out of it. And over the playoffs, you have become kind of like the apple of America's eye a little bit.
Really?
Because when a touchdown gets scored, they'll cut to you and you're just like so amazed and ecstatic, and your reactions are so over the top. And there's just so many videos of you just looking at somebody and screaming, "Fuck yeah!" Like it's so
Oh,
perfect.
okay.
Like people break it down on the internet and they do voiceovers of like
Memes and
you looking into
stuff.
somebody's big meme stuff, you know. Your fan mail, the amount of letters you receive has gone through the fucking roof. To the point that like Larry. You know, once you read them, you just like throw them away. He digs them out of the trash and he definitely cranks some of them, you know.
Oh.
He keeps all the photos. You know that he has them and he knows that you know, but it
Okay,
doesn't
fine,
stop him,
whatever.
you know.
Whatever.
Some nights you'll be woken up by a stack of Polaroids falling to the floor. And you hear Larry go, "Oh fuck," you know, and then he you hear the slap of his feet on the cold concrete, and he picks him up out of breath. But like I said, people know who you are, right? Your fan mail's going through the roof. Whether or not you realize it, like you're kind of like a you're a viral hit outside, right? And you aren't really aware of it, you know. And then guys are sitting around one day watching TV and there's a replay of their game. Of course they're gonna watch it, right? Of course they're gonna watch it. they watch the game and it keeps like cutting to you and you're making all these faces and you're screaming
Yeah.
fuck yeah. At one point they cut to you and you're just making like a big fucking jack off motion, right? Right? And like America is loving it, right? And everybody, all the other inmates are watching this and they see it and they lose their fucking mind, right? Everybody starts screaming, Pat, Pat, and you get in there and everybody's like, it's just like everybody's so overjoyed with how ridiculous it is.
What a feel-good
It was like,
moment.
it was a great feel-good moment in a place that doesn't have a lot of those.
Yeah.
As this is going on, the warden comes, he's like walking through and he goes, what guys, what's going on in here? You know? And everybody's like, look, and watching the game, and it keeps cutting away to you. And you're doing like the pussy eating sign at one point. You're doing like a fingering thing. Like it's all, there was a section where it was like very graphic. You were like, you know, playing with like doing nipple play. Like you were just like really doing a lot of things that they probably wouldn't normally show on ESPN, which is owned by Disney. But you know, it was just such an undeniable moment that of like pure joy. Anytime there was a score, it would cut to you and you were just doing like something ridiculous.
I feel like the All-GL Football League like gets away with broadcasting stuff like that, 'cause
Oh
it's,
yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. They're not allowed to show any All Jail Football League content while the sun is still up. Like it's part of, that's part of it. It's a legal thing.
What
They can't show it on, they can't
strange.
show it on television. They cannot show it on television until the sun goes down.
That is really
So you
weird.
have like, and all the different, you know, all over the country, you know, the sun sets at different times. So people on the East Coast see the games and everything before people on the West Coast see it. But the country is galvanized around this league so much that people just don't spoil it. They're like, hey, you got tonight. And then tomorrow we're talking about it. Tomorrow,
Wow.
it's going to be on the sports channel. It's going to be on the sports channels at night. Like, when it comes on, like, you can watch it. We'll give until it's done on your end, and then we'll talk about it. And that's
Okay.
just like kind of the agreement everybody has. That's how much everybody loves the All-JO Football League. And they're all starting to love Pat Dean.
Jeez.
So the warden kind of pats you on the back and he goes, thank you for bringing some positive shine to this fine institution. And he walks off. Everybody does the thing when the warden goes, right? You're like,
Fuck
knock it
you
off,
guys.
guys.
Yeah,
You
come
know?
on.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
Everybody
nothing
has a
going
good
on between
laugh.
us.
No.
All right.
The next day, you wake up, your feet on concrete, pissing in the tin. You see that stack of fucking Polaroids spilled off of on all over Larry's chest.
Ah, Larry. So many Polaroids.
It's got to be 60 of them up there.
Jeez.
Your piss hits the commode and he wakes up. Some of the Polaroids fall to the floor. You see a big pair of double D's staring you in the face.
Whoa.
Whoa, indeed. You go down to have breakfast, right? You're sitting at the table with the guys on the team, like you always do. Everybody's you know, having breakfast, horsing around, talking about St. Clair County, how they're gonna whoop their fucking ass,
Yeah.
right? They're talking strategy. They're, you know, they're hyping each other up. Like it's big. It's a big deal. The warden walks through the chow hall, and he walks up to you, and he goes, "Dean, pick up that tray. Come with me."
Guys, come on.
Everybody's like doing it. You turn a shade of red
Yeah, guys.
that would to make a tomato stop and go, holy shit, that is red. You grab your tray, you follow the warden. You go up, you have lunch with him, and he talks to you about what how important your role is to the you know, the jail and how its people are portrayed. And he was like, you got a real opportunity to do something here. He goes, I want you to think about it. He goes, I want you to come back to me and let's talk about it. How can we capitalize on this momentum? He goes, "It'll look good for your record." He pulls out your record, taps it on the counter. You go, "Okay, I'll think about it and I'll come talk to you again," right? You go to practice later that day. All the guys are giving you a hard time. You know, then you were just basically telling them, like, "Hey, like, people on the outside like think I'm fun and cool, and they're laughing at me, and like we just want to try to like let people know that people are in here for a variety of reasons and you know circumstances, like, and it doesn't mean that you're a horrible person because you're in jail. Shit happens."
Okay.
And you're like, that's like the message we want to like portray to people, and everybody kind of takes it in, you know, they get it, right? You go through practice, you go to the everybody showers up, you know, you collect all the fucking laundry. You take it to the laundry room. You do your duties, you know. Three guys come up to you and they go, "Hey, we know you met with a warden. You said you're going back in there? When?" "And how long will you be in there?" They go, "We're breaking out.
What?
And if the warden is preoccupied, he'll never know we're missing." Do you
Okay.
tell him when you're going back to the when you're going back to see the warden?
Yeah, fuck it. I'm in jail for life. I will
Yeah.
absolutely, I'll go along with any scheme people have. Again, we have so much free time.
Yeah.
So I will absolutely scheme with somebody else if I'm in prison. Fuck it.
So you go you tell him the time, right? You're like, "I'm gonna be there tomorrow. I'm having my lunch with him. We're gonna
Yeah.
talk about ideas." And they're like, "Okay, keep him as long as you can." They go, "We're getting the fuck out of here."
Wow.
So you go the next day, you have lunch with the warden, you talk about some of your ideas, you talk about the vision, about how you want to portray the jailed, you know, and talk about how they you know, what they go through, what their, you know, what their life is like and what the reality is of the actual fucking day-to-day of being in jail, right?
Yeah, I probably
And
talk
you want
about
you
that. I talk about like just to stretch it out, like maybe the way I viewed people in jail before I was myself incarcerated
He snaps his fingers and he's
for
like,
killing a kid. God, that
he snaps
sucks.
his, he goes, "That's it." He goes, "And now that you're in here, you can talk about what it's really like. As somebody who had a negative opinion and now you're in here and you've met some of these people." He goes, "This is a great opportunity, Pat." And he stands up and he looks out the window and you look and you see a guy just fucking running on the other side of the fence. He's fucking bolting for the
Whoa.
woods.
Yeah.
The warden like freaks out and he runs over and he pounds a button on the desk and you hear the alarms go off, right? Through the hallway outside the warden's desk, it's a flood of guards. They're all grabbing fucking shotguns, cocking them.
Holy shit.
They're putting on gear, right? You hear the bark of dogs in the distance. The warden's like, "We're done here." Because we good talk. I've got other things to attend to, obviously. So you go back to your cell, right? You look across one of the guys. So there were three guys who were wanting to go. The two guys who were two of them are roommates, they're in the cell across, and you're like, "What happened?" And they said, they're like, "Brandon made it out. Brandon got out." He said, "Well, we didn't go."
Why not?
They go, "There wasn't enough time." And you're like, "I tried to talk to him for as long as possible." They're like, "Yeah, we know." He goes, "Not your fault. Like, we'll figure it out."
These are
They
very
go, "Brandon got it."
understanding
They're
prisoners.
like, "Brandon," they go, "Brandon got out, right? Brandon's gonna be okay." They're worried about Brandon. So after the chaos of everything dies down, they find out who it is, and it's Brandon, and he's a running back on the team.
Oh yeah, okay.
He's been having a great
Yeah.
year, right? He's been getting college acceptance letters. Like Florida State was like, look, if you can get out of jail, we'll have you on the team. So he's heading straight to fucking Tallahassee, brother. He's going right there.
That's the worst plan I've ever heard.
Well, sometimes when you're in a desperate situation, you'll do anything, including showing off that 4.4 speed as you sprint through a hole that you dug with a spoon. Because you're going to be in the starting running back in Tallahassee
No, you're not.
next
They're gonna
fucking
arrest.
fall.
No, you're not. They're gonna arrest you as soon as you go to
They
the field.
actually don't ever catch him, and he does enroll at Florida State. And every opportunity the cops have to like try to arrest him, he evades them every single time.
Oh,
He never gets caught.
what? That's insane.
He never he's dude, he's so fucking fast.
Brandon.
He does
Wow.
yeah. Yeah.
That is
He
really,
does
really weird.
not get caught.
They don't just
He's a
arrest him
fast.
while he's at the game playing.
They're
They
not
know
gonna
where
break
he
up a
is.
game. Are you kidding me? You want to go into Tallahassee with 100,000 strong and say, hey, hang on, we got to take out your star tailback. How do you think that's gonna go over? Those cops
Okay.
walked in there one Saturday night and they feared for their fucking lives.
Oh, wow.
A directive came down from state police that says, we'll get him on another weekday, fellas, and never tried him again on a Saturday. At least that's what the official story was. But you know how those go.
Sure. That is really, really
So
stupid.
the warden calls you into his office. He says, Pat, with Brandon's absence, we have a hole in our backfield, and I think I know just the man to fill it. And he asks you to be the running back on the All Jail Football League team for the last game against the St. Clair County Bad Guys. He goes, this is your chance to prove to the world that people in jail like are still valued and that we shouldn't cast them aside.
Oh,
He
man.
says, will you run the rock this weekend?
No, absolutely
He
not.
says, he pulls out your file. He goes, Pat, I got to be honest with you, Pat. It's not going to look good in your file.
Don't give a fuck about my file. I've been here for the rest of my fucking life. I don't
He
care what you
goes,
do.
you know how good it would look if you had a recommendation from, let's say, the warden of the prison who wins the All Jail Football League? He says, you think people aren't going to bend the rules for a man like you if you're a superstar
Killed a
on and off the
kid.
gridiron? They go, he kind of leans in, he takes his glasses off. He goes, a lot of people have killed a lot of people, and
Okay.
they're not on the inside.
I don't, but I don't, I'm not gonna do well. I'm not good at this. I can't play.
Well,
I'm the water boy.
honestly, the offensive line of the Travis County Wranglers is the best in the league, right? They average 6'4", 320 pounds across the line. They could open up a hole. You could drive a fucking Chevette through, right?
Wow.
They go, Pat, you just got to be tough. That's all it is. See
I
the
don't
hole, hit the hole.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? See the hole, hit the hole.
He
This is how
goes,
little
we have
I
one of
know
the best
about
coaches.
this.
And he goes, we have one of the best coaches in the league. He goes, we have one of the best coaches in the league. They'll take care of everything. He goes, this is your chance, man.
I'm good. No, it's not.
He
This
goes,
is
you
the
want to get out of
worst.
here?
I do, but I'm not going to do it playing football.
He
I
slaps
can
you in the face. He just
What the
fucking open
fuck?
hand slaps you. He says, Pat, I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't do this, you're going to rot in jail. He goes, you go through with this, I'll see what I can do.
Right. I
He
this
goes,
is such
nothing's
a
more
bad
important to
idea.
me than this.
Then why do you have me playing? I don't know how to do it. I'm going to
He
be
kind of
bad at
grabs you by the
this.
shoulders. He goes, I trust my coach. So they send you down to the coach's office.
Are the
They fill
coaches
up a
in jail
cha.
too? Are they?
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely in jail.
Oh,
Yeah.
man.
They're also like guys who've like spent 20 years in prison and they've like read everything about football and know it and they've like
Yeah, sure.
done nothing but like consume it because that's all there is to do. So there's like those guys, but there are certainly former coaches in prison. Most of them from like the lower collegiate or high school ranks, but Most of them were educators,
Okay.
you know. It's yeah. So you go, you don't go down to meet the coach. His name is Broderick Sloan. And he says, Pat, he goes, I'm the best fucking coach in the all jail football league. He goes, I'll have you up and running in no time. He goes, follow me.
All right.
And you follow him through like this curtain. He goes, you gotta have a physical. And there's like a nurse there, and he goes, you gotta get your shots. He goes, drop your pants. You drop your pants.
Sure.
You drop your pants, exposing your fucking bare ass. The nurse, pow, pow, pow. She's doing three different injections. Right? You look over at the coach, and he kind of like nods at her, and she gives you a fourth one. You stand up.
Butt
He goes,
was
that'll have you feeling right as rain in no time at all.
okay.
He takes you into like a film session, and he breaks down like the fundamentals of being a running back. And your job is to receive the hand. You are to receive the handoff from the quarterback, and you are going to run to the spot where you see space at your offensive line. They're going to take care of all of it. You're going to see a wide open space, and you're just going to run through it. And that's your job. And somebody's going to tackle you at some point, and somebody's going to hit you. You just hold on to the ball and run through the open space. That's it. They take you out. You do a couple of drills, you know. You feel like lighter on your feet, more so than usual. Like you're like kind of enjoying it, you know. It's like kind of fun, you know, like
Yeah.
getting contact, like that kind of feels good in a way. Like it's just, I don't know, you think, oh, this is kind of what it feels like to be alive again. You lost so much of yourself to those fucking walls, those concrete walls. You're a couple days out from game day. You're going in, you're getting a shot every day. You're feeling fucking invincible. You're eating a fucking so many eggs at breakfast. You know what I mean? Like all the eggs, right? Word gets around prison that you're stepping in. That the squirter, Mr. Squirt himself, is going to be in the backfield of the game. That Sunday comes. ESPN is there. The Carter Bowl. Number
Where's
19.
where are these played? Like what's the fields that
So
we're
this
using?
one is the Round Rock minor league baseball field. They set up a football field there.
Inside a baseball stadium?
Yeah, they just set it up there.
Okay.
They paint lines on the field and everything, and you know, there's fans there. It sells out, dude, right? There's like 35,000 people there. It is packed. So you go out and you play, right? And like you're honestly like doing okay. You're doing way better than you thought you would, you know? Like
How
you
could that
thought it was going
possibly
to be
be?
like this, you thought it was going to be this brutal, horrific thing. And yeah, it hurts. And you know you're going to be sore tomorrow, right? And you know that it's going to be hard to get through these next couple days because of how bad this is going to feel. He goes, but honestly, physically, you feel better than you've ever felt in your life. You've been getting those injections every day, right? They tell you it's B12, you know? You have a really good first half, right? You have a great first half. You have 85 yards and a touchdown in the first half. And people are like, holy shit, this Pat guy's for real. Mr. Squirt himself. Second half comes. It's a back and forth affair. It's a slugfest. You guys trade scores. It's 24-21 in favor of St. Clair County Bad Guys on the final drive. You're on the 4-yard line.
Whoa. Have I scored any touchdowns?
You scored one in the first half,
Whoa.
and you can smell the end zone from here. You're 4 yards away, 12 seconds left. The place is rocking, right? You can't hear anything. That's how loud it is. You guys get into the huddle. They're gonna call play where you run. They're going straight up the middle, right? Just power on power, the ultimate test of wills. And if you score, you win the Carter Bowl, number 19. You set up in a formation where you're behind the quarterback, right? He looks to his left, he looks to his right, checks the play. The ball gets snapped to him. You run forward, he places it right in your fucking gut. And you see a hole that you could fit four of you side by side. It's beautiful. And you're gonna waltz right into the fucking end zone. And you're going to be a legend of this prison and the All Jail Football League for all time.
Let's fucking do it.
People will never forget your name. The crowd roars. You feel that pigskin in your gut. You fart a little bit. And with that little bit of extra propulsion, you take a step forward. And then the ESPN jail drone, the chain falls off and it hits you in the head. It cracks your helmet. And then the jail drone falls directly after that. It loses juice. It falls through your now cracked helmet and lands right in the back of your skull. You fumble the ball. The St. Clair County bad guys pick it up and run it back for a touchdown. They win. They spike the ball. They all take a piss right on the field, right? Everybody gets, there's a huge fight that breaks out, and
Holy
everybody just
shit.
tramples over your dead body. And then it's a huge jail on jail war. They end up shutting the league down the next summer.
Oh man, really? Oh
They killed
shit.
it.
Well,
There's a 30 for 30 made called The Man Who Killed the All Jail Football League. And
Fuck.
they're like, the cover of it is your smashed back of your head with your brains and everything, but it's
Oh.
like blurred out. But you still know it was an iconic shot. Because as the drone was falling, the last thing it sees is just like this chain that has broken your helmet, and then it crashes, and you just see like fucking blood and brain just get sprayed everywhere upon impact.
I told them that I don't know. Whatever.
I
God
mean, you did nothing
damn.
wrong. You played a great game.
Yeah.
You finished with 122 yards, one touchdown,
Another
caught a
wide open
pass out of the
hole.
backfield. You
We
dropped
would have
another one.
won.
You were right there on the doorstep. But instead, you got killed by the jail drone. The ESPN jail drone killed you, and then the All Jail Football League shuttered.